WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that in the time he's worked for Fresh Air, he's gotten some of his best feedback from his father, who always lets him know what he likes and dislikes about his reviews. Kevin says that his dad points out that he mentions Thelonious Monk way too often and that he doesn't review enough solo piano music. So Chuck Whitehead, this one's for you.
Dave McKenna likes to call himself a barroom piano player, a description which is both self-deprecating and accurate. He's got tons more talent than your average cocktail lounge noodler, but the kind of music he plays does work in that sort of functional setting. When he comes to New York, his regular gig is at a Chinese restaurant. Playing in places like that is tricky. The conscientious barroom pianist has to be inobtrusive enough to stay out of the way of conversation, but also has to satisfy any jazz fan who wanders into the joint. When Dave McKenna plays live, he amuses himself and his audience by stringing together long medleys of tunes with related titles. His new album, Shadows and Dreams, for the Concord Jazz label, is made up of individual pieces recorded in the studio, but it's organized like one of those live sets. All the compositions he plays, most of them from the standard repertoire, have the word shadow or dream in their titles. Now, granted, shadows and dreams aren't the same thing, but he unites those twin motifs by playing two love songs from Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I. I Have Dreamed and We Kiss in a Shadow. One nice thing about a set like this is the pleasure you can take in identifying the tunes McKenna strikes up. That is, if you're up on your classic American songs. That's I'll See You in My Dreams. Dave McKenna rarely wanders very far from the melodies of these compositions. The jazz content comes mostly from the ways he treats them rhythmically. Often what's most interesting about McKenna is not what he does with his right hand, the melodic stuff, but the varied bass and rhythm patterns he plays with his left hand. Sometimes he plays steady chords, imitating the strumming of a rhythm guitar. That technique is closely associated with Errol Garner, but with McKenna, the effect is different. The way he juggles the beat between hands suggests the buoyant style known as stride piano. McKenna also plays four beats to the bar walking bass lines that prod his hard-swinging right hand. This is not your typical happy hour piano. Here's a slice of his Me and My Shadow. McKenna's jazz may not always be the most conceptually ambitious, but it's not in the nature of barroom piano to put on airs. Still, there is something deeply satisfying in his authoritative touch at the keyboard, his discretion and taste as an improviser, and in his abiding faith in classic melody. That's why his Shadows and Dreams is bright music of real substance.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Dave McKenna's new album, Shadows and Dreams, on the Concord Jazz label.